The infamous question about Johnny. How was shooting with Johnny?
Johnny was amazing. Obviously, you're asking from a sexual standpoint with that question.
Is the money worth the commitment?
Yes.
Full stop.
Exclamation mark.
Just leave it right
well,
there.
I'll elaborate on that one.
Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Today we are answering your questions. So Kayla and I get a lot of questions. We put some feelers out for what you guys want to know, and we've just picked out the ones that come in the most frequently. And we're going to give you the most honest version of our answer as we can, whilst also allowing you to sort of foresee it in your own eyes as well.
Do you want to know my most frequently asked question?
What?
Can I fuck you?
Boys, you can slide into my inbox first. We'll sort out the logistics of how much it's going to cost you and then go for it. But on a serious note, to the real people that ask the real questions, let's not waste any time, sweetheart. Let's dive straight in. First question we always get is, do you enjoy watching each other?
I'll come at that question from two different perspectives. When we're actually shooting on sets, whether it's like a threesome, a foursome, or whatever it may be, yeah, I love glancing over and seeing you fuck another woman and seeing, I guess, the different type of enjoyment you have. But on the, I guess, the back end editing side, if I am editing and not our videographer, I guess that doesn't interest me as much. I don't come from the perspective as because I don't enjoy it. I guess it just doesn't, like I would never sit there and watch one of your scenes and masturbate to it. Like that would never get me off. But like I have no problem like doing screen grabs for social media platforms, but no, I wouldn't purely sit there and choose to watch your porn.
No, that's fair. We go the other way for me as well. I am in the room sometimes when Kayla's shooting and I'm shooting her scenes and vice versa. And sometimes I'll glance across in curiosity, like we shot this foursome scene maybe 2 weeks ago now, you know, and this other couple came over, and whilst I was with the woman, I found myself glancing over watching the guy with Kayla from not jealousy, more curiosity. Like I was watching, I was like, ah, cool. Like, you know, when you see things with your partner that you haven't seen before, you just get fascinated by it.
Because that's 'cause he was good.
Well, we do switch off from an emotional connection. So I'm watching it from a bit, this is also a business for us, right? So if I'm looking over at things and I see something, I like the look of that, that works, X, Y, Z. Well, I can give feedback. So when the next thing comes along, I know what I liked because I'm a guy, I'm watching, most guys are going to enjoy the same thing. So we look at it from a business angle, but no, we don't watch each other in a let's watch this to enjoy it. Next question we get, do you have trust issues or ever get jealous with sharing your partner?
Trust issues? Definitely not. I guess we are 15 and a half years into our relationship. So no, I'd never think that Jackson would do something that would be unloyal or dishonest to our relationship. Jealousy at this point of shooting? Definitely not. When you did your first scene like 9 months ago, I'll kind of brief on the story. I reached out to the girl, obviously, to do your first scene, who is an incredible, incredible performer. And like I was never jealous, but I think because, again, 15 years into our marriage, you'd never slept with anybody else. And even though up to that point I had shot like 50 scenes, it was a feeling that I had never felt before. So jealous, yes. But again, not jealous in the aspect of I didn't trust you and I was jealous because I thought you were going to run off in the wind with her. It was just a new experience I've never felt.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess to fellas, to give you a breakdown, the simplicity, this is the man's world, right? We're very like black and white. It's very easy. Kayla, like you just heard her openly admit, she organized the entire thing. I came home that day. She had a bag packed and was going to go stay at her parents' house that night, right? Can you imagine the dramaticness in this? But like I had to also understand that that was how each individual is going to deal with different level of emotions that trigger for the first time all differently. And so I had to allow her that space in understanding this is the business now and give her that comfortability in getting used to that. On my end, no, not really. Like, why would there be any issues? I'm the one reaching out to the guys. You know, there's no room in this for jealousy or trust issues because there's no time to create it, right? Like the messages are very upfront with the professional setup. You get there 9 times out of 10. It's sometimes it's you, sometimes there's professionals they're shooting. So you don't really have the space or the time to create any personal connection that would allow romantic things to happen, right? So there's that aspect. If you're someone who's thinking down that regard, you can scratch that altogether. There's never enough time for you to build that connection with somebody. Most people are all there for the exact same. Get a good production, get a good shoot done, and then, you know, stay friends moving forward. Third question. A pretty simple one. People want to know, how did we get into this industry?
We had an ex-staff member when we used to own our traditional business who stepped into the adult world. And pretty much, to make it simple, she kind of just enlightened us on more of the underlining aspects of it. And I guess it just intrigued us. Like, it probably intrigued you first more than intrigued me. Because I remember, I don't know if you remember, but like when we stepped into the industry like 2.5 years ago, whenever it was, you were the one who told me to go for it. I was super hesitant and I was like, nah, I could never do this. And you're like, just give it a go. If you don't like it, we don't have to do it. And here we are 2 and a bit years on and we are 2 feet in going like a bullet gate. But like for people who don't know our backstory, we used to own a hair salon for 6 years. Typical traditional business, but we're literally living week to week. But I guess from the outside world, people will think that we were balling, like we were doing all the right things, ticking all the boxes. But in reality, we were so time poor with each other. Like we would, well, I more so, would be working like 40 plus hours a week. I would get my couple of hours in the evening with Jackson and then it was just my 2 days off that I got to spend with him. So I guess being able to step into this world and have complete time freedom with each other and financial freedom to an extent, it's like, well, why not?
Yeah, and this was a hard step for Kayla to be into, because when you're a couple and you've been together for so long, you grow together, but you also have these different interests where you grow separately. And so I'd spent the 6 years leading up to this, you know, in the online industry, and I'd been flown different parts of the world to speak on stages. So I had this part of my head where I was like, if I've done that, surely Kayla has the same confidence and ability to entertain and speak. And she hadn't. Kayla's a very introverted person. I'm very extroverted. And obviously I'd had...
And I still am very introverted, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah, no, very much so. And then this is where it was like, I was like, babe, do it. Just trial it. Like if I had your looks and I was a woman, I would do it too, right? It's much easier to step into from your angle than it is a guy, because, you know, we come across the wrong way. It looks like we're just creepy trying to get some. So it's very, mate, if you're in this with your couple boys, you know, you want to push her and be right behind her. But it's just coming from those two different backgrounds of extroverted, spoken on stages around the world, introverted, never done anything public before, you know, so much as even doing like an Instagram story where she would talk on it was a big deal to get Kayla to do it. So it's okay if you're starting, like when I mean we started from that flat platform, like we were like no followers on Instagram. Kayla couldn't do a story with, like she would do 40 different retakes on the story because she would be judging how she sounded, how she looked, all that stupid shit that you think of, to now just doing it so fluently. So you're allowed to have that space to move into that profession. But it was just, I saw the money, I saw the opportunity, I saw the gap, and it was just, the sexist people won't like this, but I saw the product, right? In this industry, the people are the product. I saw the product. I saw that there was an opportunity for the product to be extremely likable, and you take advantage of moments like that. And when I say product, obviously, fellas, it's your missus. She's the product. If you're a solo guy, you can be the product too. But at the end of the day, the women, they're beautiful. They have the opportunity to take advantage of their essence. And I just encouraged mine to, you know, showcase hers. Hopefully I worded that the right way and didn't upset any people. Next one we get a long time. I might leave this one purely for you. How long can you see yourself lasting in the industry?
I know when we first stepped into it, I'm pretty sure I said 10 years. That was like kind of my goal. But now we've been in it for a couple of years. I've kind of brought it back to 5. Only for the simple fact of, not because I don't enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I give it 110% each time. But I think when we first stepped into it, we had all of our eggs in this basket. It was all in the adult industry. We kind of weren't putting our feelers out. But fast forward to where we are today, as of recent, we've kind of really started putting our feelers out and we have our eggs now in multiple baskets. So I guess you kind of see other avenues of like income streams, I guess, where again, you're not doing as much work, but you can reap the benefits a lot more financially. So not stopping anytime soon at all. Like as I said, we both love what we do. But if we can still have our eggs in other baskets and be bringing in the same, if not more income, why would we not?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's a finite window, I guess. And what Kayla's very smart with understanding and what most of us are, right? We as human beings, we age. And like any product, every product ages out. And so Kayla knows that her bracket of being phenomenal and dominating is a certain period, but she's also smart enough to understand, let's have XYZ covered when that window runs out or when we're done with that window, we can just you know, slide sideways. And I think that's a very comfortable area to be in versus, you know, let's just go hammer and tonk. And then if it comes to an end, you get over it, something happens, you have nothing to fall back on. And that's what causes stress in relationships. And we went through that back in the early years with all the businesses. And so now we've just learned from our mistakes and we cover it. And I guess the only thing that's sort of left for us in this industry from where we started or where Kayla started is your tours of the world. And obviously that, you know, the big people that want to shoot with you and you want to shoot with that sort of allow you to, I guess it's all self convinced success in this industry, but I guess there's a certain echelon of people that you shoot with and it's like, I've cracked it, right? You're the top of the top. And that's kind of the goal for you. Hopefully we can do that this year and we can tick that off. And that's kind of, you've hit the mountaintop and then it's a matter of what you want to do from there. And you know,
we may wake up tomorrow and be like, we don't want to do this no more.
Speak for yourself, mate. I love getting naked for the fans. This one, this will be a fun one. How did your family and friends take the news about you guys moving into this industry?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. And if you're enjoying yourself, which I'm sure you are, locate that subscribe button because there is plenty more juice coming your way. This is an interesting one. Friends, I could definitely speak from on behalf of both of us. I think we're a lot more understanding just for the simple fact they're in the same, I think, age bracket as you and I. And this day and age, working online and I guess sourcing income in different ways that isn't classified as normal, I guess wasn't so surprising to them. Whereas I guess our family being a lot of an older generation, like in their 50s and 60s, it wasn't, that's not normal for them. Like it's the typical, you go to school, you go to uni, buy a house, start a family, you do your traditional 9-to-5 business, 9-to-5 normal things. So I guess to find out that you're children or like daughter and son-in-law are doing porn for a stream of income, I think was very hard for them to swallow at first. I know your family found it quite difficult at first because I think it was just more so pure, I think a little bit embarrassed, not ashamed of us, I think just more so embarrassed because it's not classified as normal.
You got to worry about, most people worry about rumors and they worry about what other people say, all right? We live in a world where that's enough of a deterrent where people, if you walk somewhere and someone's gossiping, you can, it's enough to affect you if you don't have the right mindset. And so I think it comes down to a combination of the gossip potentially, but then it came down to the education. I think the biggest thing is parents are specifically, right, these are born in like 60s, 70s, 80s, right? Like the adult industry back then, fair to say, was pretty scringy, right? Like it was pretty dirty, had bad reputations, had people doing the wrong thing. For people that don't understand the adult industry now, it's extremely, I can't say 100% because there are still some dodgy characters and that's up to you to decide. But for the most part, everybody we've worked with or had experiences with or continue to work with, it's very, very professional. It's very, very clean. You have less chance of anything negative happening in the industry than you do going out to a nightclub and finding someone and going home that day. So it's until we allow them to understand it from our perspective of how safe it is and how normal it is and making it more real for them to understand, because it is an industry, until you're in it and you understand it, it is that industry everyone's curious on but stays away from because it could be awkward and weird. And I'm also a guy, so it's easier for people to look at me in a sense of how society's molded people versus, you know, a father looking at a daughter being like, oh, my daughter does this. It's different moldings and different levels of comfort and things like that. But I think over time it's allowed people to understand, hey, it's been 2 years since we've been doing it. Everyone's clean, everyone's safe, we haven't had a bad thing happen, our life is 10x'd. Clearly it's not as bad as you may have first perceived, but we have to just allow them the space to grow into, you know, liking it. We don't go out of our way to force anyone to like it, to force anyone to like us, to accept it. We just let them grow into it at their own speed.
Yeah, it's not like we sit down on a family dinner night and be like, hey guys, this is what we did today at work. Like it's not discussed about.
What up, dad? Check this chick out. No, that doesn't happen.
No.
This is another good one. We get this quite often. Are you monogamous and do you keep this strictly business? If so, how?
It's funny. We get asked this a lot. Straight answer, yes, we're monogamous. I'm sure no matter how well or how in depth we try to explain it, I'm sure a lot of people would agree to disagree. Pretty much the definition or our definition of monogamous is when we do shoot or when anything sexual happens, it's for business and it's for a dollar figure. Like whether it's escorting or shooting for OnlyFans, whatever it may be, it's for business, full stop. We don't attach personal emotion to it. So it's not like we go out again like to a club or we don't swing. We tried that. Well, sorry. We went and we observed it and it wasn't our thing.
You should have smelt the room, guys. These people are filthy.
I'm sure they're not all like that. But anyway, like we kind of dipped our toes in just to sing and it just was not our thing whatsoever. So the end of the day, as I said, as long as business is attached to us shooting or me working personally, yes, we are 100% in our eyes monogamous.
Yeah, well, it's not even from our eyes, right? Like we're, people may have their own definition of what they think, but at the end of the day, you guys are just thinking, when you make an opinion or a judgment about somebody else, it's solely reflecting on your own belief and your own thoughts about yourself, right? And so that may be your insecurities when looking if you and your partner were to do it. But for us, it's like neither of us have ever slid into a DM of someone that we've shot with before or after in an inappropriate way. Anytime we've ever spoken to anyone, it's always about, hey, do you want to shoot? What do you want to shoot? What do you want to, like, you guys just need to understand. And if you're a couple that's going to get into this, that's where it stays, right? And you open the bridges of danger if you want to sit there and be like, oh, let's just get a coffee or this or that, or let's finish the shoot and go. That doesn't happen. We've gone out for dinner with people we've shot with, but it's a group environment. It's not like Kayla's like, hey, babe, I'm going to go out for dinner with the guy I just shot with. I'll see you in a couple of hours. That doesn't happen. You just don't allow opportunities where things can grow. We are extremely monogamous. We've been monogamous for coming up to 16 years now. We just understand how this works as a profession. We operate from that, and it's just, it doesn't go out there. I know it's difficult for some people to understand because we always get the, but how? Every time this question comes up, it's black and white, guys. We just, we don't have an emotion attached to it. We operate a scene no different to how a mate of mine would build a house. It's you go, you get what's done, you come home. You can choose to create the emotion if you want. We just choose not to. The infamous question about Johnny. How was shooting with Johnny? Who is next on your international goals?
Johnny was amazing. Full stop. And a conversation.
No, give the people some juice. Come on. The fellas want to know. What's he like?
Obviously, you're asking from a sexual standpoint with that question. I know whoever's asked this. It's not from a tell me how the scene went from a business standpoint. Obviously, shooting thousands of scenes with hundreds of different women, the man knows what he's doing. Let's put it plain and simple. He knows how to use his dick well. But like honestly looking at it from like the other perspective, like actually how like the scene went about and how he is as a person, it is no different to shooting with a local person here. He's super professional. Nothing was different. Even like sexually, like people that I've shot with here locally, I wouldn't say he was anything more extravagant than what like Dale or Apollo or whoever I've worked with is. I think they're pretty much on the same level as him. It's just obviously he has such a worldwide name, and I think because he's shot with incredible women, I think people just hold him so high. And like I said, don't get me wrong, he is freaking incredible at what he does. But yeah, it was no different of an experience than someone here.
Yeah, that's a testament to the guys here that obviously Kayla worked with. So if you're a girl in Australia, right, obviously some of the guys that she just named, right, that's a testament to them, because Johnny's a worldwide name. You know, he's arguably the Denzel Washington of the acting world, you know what I mean? Like in this industry, he's the pinnacle. And I guess he reached out to Kayla, which I guess the testament to Kayla, right? Obviously, you know, good reputation. And that goes back to what we spoke of, you know, earlier and in previous episodes, the image you create, the reputation you build puts your name in a position where people of this status can reach out to you. And when the Johnny scene released, your exposure went through the roof, right? Like our OnlyFans went crazy.
Yeah.
We didn't even release it. He released it on his profile and people were like, who's this Australian chick, right? So you guys, like, this level of, you know, it's not just a great experience, but it is a business. And these are the people and the names that Kayla's about to rattle off soon of who she wants to work with. This is the goals you want to get to once you've, you know, had the privilege of working with the big names in Australia, because that's, exposure is everything in this industry. So on the second part of this question, sweetheart, it's who are the goals you want to shoot? Who are the people internationally that you've had contact with that you're looking forward to creating shoot with?
Well, I know at some stage this year, I'm 95% sure we're going to go to America. If not, I'll be going to America to broaden my collabs. But definitely Kieran Lee, like Zach Wilde, Manuel, Johnny Castle, like just to name a few. Would be up there, but I'd kind of really need to sit down and I guess reach out to everyone I want to work with, or at least see if they're open to working with me.
Yeah, and that's so cool as well, like from my perspective and the fellas on here, you know, we've watched videos, you know, from a very young age, and all these guys that Kayla's naming, like they've just been always on the videos I've seen. So it's a surreal moment to now have them, you know, have the experience with Kayla as well, which is freaking cool. So you'll like this question. The next one that comes in, I'm assuming from a new person or a new couple that may want to experience, is the money worth the commitment?
Yes.
Full stop.
Just leave exclamation
it,
mark.
Just leave it right
well,
there.
I'll elaborate on that one. Obviously, you get what you put in is what you get out. What's the saying?
Treat it like a business, it pays like a business. Treat it like a hobby, it pays like a hobby.
Yes, but you know, so like when they say you get, I don't know what the saying is. Anyway,
what you put in is what you get back.
Yeah, I think something like that. But pretty much, yeah, I have an incredible work ethic, so I guess I reap the benefits of the work I put in all of the adult industry that we do. But yeah, it's incredible money. But it all depends on how much work you want to put in as an individual or you want to put in as a couple as to what you benefit from.
And it comes down to patience. Don't expect it overnight. It will come. But it's also a you've got to break the comfort zone in order to reap the rewards. You know, there was moments where Kayla and I faced comfort zones and had to sit down and talk about it and work out how we can continue without that coming up again. So it's not just like do it, make the money. It's do it, figure it out, what worked, what didn't you like, have the conversation, keep doing it. And the compounding effect of that is, yeah, you've probably 12x'd your income from what you were earning at a hair salon. Yeah.
Like I won't at all speak about money because that's not appropriate. But I do remember the first week after we closed our salon and we stepped into this 2 feet in head first, we made 5 figures that week, which me as a personal income would have taken me 5 weeks. Sorry, 10 weeks, not five, 10 weeks in my business working 40 plus hours a week to make what I made in 1 week. Keeping in mind, like I said, I have an incredible work ethic. So,
yeah.
And that wasn't day one of me starting in the industry. That was after like 2 years of being in the industry, but just being able to do it full time, not part time.
Yeah, it's insane. Like I don't think, quote me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've had a six-figure month. We've come very close, or did we crack it?
Someone allowed us to come very close, but we just ran shy.
So obviously the goal is you want, as you step into this, guys, you have to set goals. If you don't have goals in anything in business, you're not going to stay motivated. So for us, it was about replacing the income, and then it was five-figure months, and we had the goal of the 10-figure month. We just fell short. 6-figure.
Fucking hell.
10-figure month that we sold. 6-figure month. Just fell short, but obviously, you know, it allows you to have that and then you can expand from things like that.
But
and
don't expect that a month one or day one.
Oh, no, and don't expect it every single month. You know, like you have months where, you know, it's five times less and then five times more. It all just comes down to the overall branding of how you want to operate. So,
yeah. So we are nearly finished this episode. And just like you, I don't want our time together to come to an end. But the good news is it doesn't have to. Because if you think I'm uncensored here, imagine what I get up to on my OnlyFans. Hit the link below and I will see you in there. Have fun.
Very last question. The people want to know, what's a life like in the day of Jackson and Kayla? So maybe give them a quick rundown on a non-shoot day and a shoot day from a woman's perspective.
It's funny because they're kind of similar in one aspect or another. Like on a non-shoot day where I guess we or I just go about my day, for the morning people, you're going to hate when I say this, but I do wake up at like anywhere between 8:30 to 9:30, just depending on how late I have worked the night before. So no alarm. Whenever my body's ready, I wake up. And generally our mornings start quite slow. We just chill out with the dogs. And then generally 9 times out of 10, we'll go out for brunch. We never really ever have breakfast here, I guess, because we have that flexibility. And then generally we'll go do something after, whether it's we have things to do like appointments, activities, simple things like a beach walk. We keep our days to us as a couple or us individually. We don't generally work during the day unless it is a collab, because generally nighttime is when our work hours kind of fall into place. But and then obviously, yeah, we'd come home, gym, dinner, work. That's pretty much a non-collab day. And if it was a collab day, we kind of do those things, but minus the in the middle do activities, we would insert that with the collab. And then we'd still go about the rest of our day, whether it was gym, dinner, and then work later that night. So our life's pretty simple. We don't really have, I guess, a ritual where we wake up and we have like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m. We kind of just, for us, what works is we just allow ideas to be free and then just insert appointments and kind of bits and pieces in.
Yeah, and like the schedule time thing, I'm sure that's going to come, right, as we get busier and
as we grow.
You make more money, you invest more money, you create more opportunity, and as more opportunity pops up, you're going to have to become like that. And we're aware of that, but for the time being, this is only 12 months outside of we just got rid of a hair salon that basically consumed our entire life together. So we've just really enjoyed this time free-flowing and not having, obviously for me it's very simple as well. I'll hang with Kayla for some parts of the day, but for a lot of the time she'll have her appointments and that's her time to be a girl and just, enjoy those moments. I'll go play golf and watch a bit of football. And we live a very straightforward, relaxing lifestyle. It's not like, oh, what's the life in the day of a porn star? It must be hectic. It's literally no different to anyone else's life. It's very relaxed. We just very grateful for the time that it allows us to create and have together. And the most important thing, whilst making money is fantastic, it's money buys time and we allow more time to do things with each other. And the more time you have as a couple, the more your relationship can obviously flourish and grow because you get that conversational time where you can recollect emotionally versus, having to rush things together and jam it together in an afternoon or a night time like we used to. So it's very, very basic, guys. Hopefully that helped all of your questions. And if any of those questions were things that you were asking based on your own life, hopefully it helped you with some answers so you can make decisions that may best suit you. That's it.
Perfect. So wherever you're listening from, please hit that like, subscribe, and if you could kindly review, that would be absolutely amazing. But thank you for joining us on another episode of the Uncensored Podcast.
Until next time.